Hi, this is a dictation for Kathleen Lindsay, KathleenLindsey. Date of service is 11/28/2022. Date of birth is 2/9/1940. Date of service 11/28/2022. Kathleen Lindsay is here for follow-up evaluation. She's having a severe pain in the lower back. She was referred from her primary care physician for management of the chronic pain that she has been having. She has lower back pain and a knee pain without any radiation. She also suffers from arthritis, asthma, obesity, COPD, GERD, hypercholesterolemia, hypertension, asthma, arthritis, DVT, vertigo, and diverticulitis, CHF, pulmonary nodule, and CAD. And she's on various medication like Symbicort, Coreg, Lasix, Antivert, Narco, Lipitor, Prilosec. She has extreme swelling of the feet with pedal edema. She has had an MRI in 2019 which showed bulging disc at T11, 12 to L4, L5. Ligament of flavum thickening from L2 to L5. And S1 nerve root was compressed and moderate right and left neuroforamen narrowing are observed. She also suffered from a fracture of the left of sixth, fifth, seventh nerves, and a CT scan showed a pulmonary nodule. According to her, the pain is around 6 to 8. However, no radiation of pain is reported. 50% improvement in the pain is achieved by the medications, physical therapy. And in the ADL, patient reports only enjoyment of life is affected. And in the system review, all symptoms are negative. In the neurology, psych patient has no anxiety, depression, panic, nightmares, no headaches, dizziness, vertigo, vision disturbance, memory problem, balance problem, or even confusion, disorientation. In the pain and numbness, patient has pain only in the knee and the lower back. No other area. Some difficulty walking, she utilizes cane to walk with. In the GI, no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problem, incontinence, the bowel, stomach pain, or blood in the stool, trouble swallowing. In the GE, no incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination, blood in the urine. In respiratory, there's no asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. Last 30 days, patient reports that the symptoms have remained the same, and they're only helpful by the pain medication. No need changes in the pain medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss, or any of the trauma reported. Current pain medication is Narco. Substance abuse none is reported. And compliance history, patient is fully compliant with the pain medication. Physical examination will be as follows. The blood pressure is 128 over 71, pulse is 51, pulse ox is 100. The rest of the physical examination is from previous visit of 11/8/2022. Dictation number 1116-008, along with diagnosis. Plan of care is to, so the patient has issues in the lumbar spine, for which lumbar epidural steroid injection is advised. SI joint bilateral are also to be given an intra-articular injection. And patient will be provided Narco 7.5/3/25 daily, one tablet in the morning for help with the pain. Meantime, she'll continue her physical therapy. Her maps were reviewed, labs were reviewed, and the patient has a history of TMJ. Since she has a MRI only 3 years ago, I believe no new MRI is needed unless the surgery is required. And so we'll try the injection route first and then go from there. Other than that, patient is stable. Thank you.